soul. The consciousness of man has a direct impact on the experience of man. The degree to which each one of us reflect the real consciousness is directly affecting whether or not we are experiencing a pleasant life or whether it is one of constant challenge and chaos, discord. In other words, whether or not there is progress that can be evidenced or whether it appears that there is only retrograde. A pleasant life is not one that is passive. A pleasant life is one where there is a compounding of good that is taking place. Mary Baker Eddy states that the good we do and embody is the only power obtainable. Spiritual power is what we want to cultivate, and that comes as a result of spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding is one of the primary qualities of soul. Spiritual sense is centered around soul and affects every other quality of soul. Spiritual sense enables one to identify everything that they see, hear, feel, taste, and smell properly. Identity gives us a foundation on which to build. If one cannot identify properly, then one has no way to build a good foundation. Mary Baker Eddy states that self-improvement means improvement in our spiritual awareness of ourselves and everyone else being spiritual. Seeing an atmosphere of spirit, seeing activities that are spiritual activities, seeing events that are spiritual. In other words, we want to be seeing the qualities of God in action. We want to be able to recognize them, and we can do that if we are utilizing spiritual senses. We will be oblivious to them if we are trying to maintain our vision, our hearing, seeing, hearing, and feeling through a matter-based sense. To offer some examples for consideration, think about almost anything in the list of qualities of soul. And I believe you will find that the understanding of spiritual sense, whereby one not only appreciates the qualities of spiritual sense, but practices them and lives them. Think about freedom. Freedom is one of the qualities of soul. And we could not possibly have freedom if we're going to rely on material sense. How about changelessness? Material sense is change after change after change. In fact, It is called the dance of mortal mind because it is in constant flux, constant change, and therefore chaos, as opposed to balance, which is another quality of soul. And of course, material sense is very much corporeal in nature, whereas spiritual sense is incorporeal, another quality of soul, incorporeality. Another quality of soul is reverses. Mary Baker Eddy states that the spiritual senses reverse the effect of material sense. We want to replace the variableness of material sense with the changelessness, the identity of spiritual sense. Spiritual sense satisfies. Because spirit is never ending. Spirit is pureness. So we can have the pureness with the interaction of spirit with senses. And we cannot have that with material senses, which is the opposite of soul. Another opposite of soul is bondage, slavery, suffering, pleasures, and pains. So in other words, up and down. Pleasure one moment, pain the next. Because nothing is fixed. Nothing is changeless. Everything is changeable. If we're dealing with the opposites of soul. If we are not utilizing spiritual sense, then we are not going to be able to utilize the qualities of mind. Because we will not even be able to recognize the intelligence and the wisdom and the knowing of mind. We're not going to be able to recognize mind being immortal instead of mortal. If we don't use spiritual senses, we're not even going to have the right action. We're going to respond with a reaction instead of initiating a positive action. If we are not using the proper senses, which are the soul senses, the spiritual senses, then we basically are nullifying our ability to use mind because we're going to be blind to everything. All capacity, all functionality, all facility, that all comes from mind. Creative capacity from mind. We're not even going to be able to recognize that it's there and that it's available if we're not using spiritual sense. How about principle? Principle is system and structure. Are we going to be able to see the proper system, the proper structure, if we're not using spiritual sense? If we look with a fake, which is a false representation of senses, in other words, the material senses, we're going to make decisions based on emotion, based on impulse, not based on intelligence and wisdom and knowing. Therefore, the action is going to be a malfunction. It's not going to be a quality, positive, spiritual action. And therefore, there's going to be no performance, and therefore no power that is produced. So not only are we fostering things that are opposed to God, but there's no potential to do anything because we're on the total wrong track. We must be able to utilize the system and structure of principle so that we will have harmony in all of our actions. How about life? If we're using the false sense to make our day-to-day, moment-by-moment decisions, then we're not going to be moving forward. We're going to be moving backwards. We're not going to be able to identify the right thing to do, because identity is dependent upon spiritual sense. We won't be able to define anything because spiritual sense defines. Soul defines. And we're going to miss out on the beauty of everything working together, because beauty is a quality of soul. So we're not going to have a beautiful life. We're not going to be able to even see beauty if we're not utilizing spiritual senses. We're not going to be able to smell wonderful things where there is a harmony, like an orchestra. We want to walk into a flower garden and smell an orchestra of the fragrances. Those are all spiritual qualities. We won't even be able to see a friend as beautiful, as worthy, because we're going to be looking through the wrong set of senses. We're going to be using the material sense of soul, which is a nonsense, instead of a super perfect soul sense. Same with truth. The opposite of truth is error. We're going to make error after error, mistake after mistake, if we are not able to identify properly. Again, quality of soul. We're not going to have any joy. A quality of soul. If we don't stick on the path of truth. And we can't stick on the path of truth unless we can see right from wrong. We're only going to do that if we are utilizing spiritual senses. And how about love? We're not going to have the joy of real love if we are going down the wrong track. We cannot be involved in a moment-by-moment sensation that is based on matter and mortal mind, because the only real mind is immortal. The only real mind, in fact, the only real spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love are incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. That's what we must pursue. We must cultivate. And that's what love is. Love is cultivating. Love is nurturing. We don't even know what to nurture if we don't have the right sense. We will make mistake after mistake because we are not utilizing the spiritual sense of feeling. We need to feel right about something. And that feeling, the correct feeling, comes from soul, from spiritual sense. Love is the fulfillment. It's the fulfillment of the law. It's the finale. It is where everything comes together in completeness. And that cannot happen if we are not seeing through the lens of spirit and utilizing the spiritual senses, which are innate. They are within. But we cannot be looking through the lens of matter. We cannot be looking through a veil which hides the truth, which hides the beauty, which hides the soul, the joy, which prevents freedom. We only have one choice, and that is either to be in reality or to be in a facade. Be in fantasy land or being in a life of perfection, a life of harmony and balance, progress. Compounding the progress. It's mandatory. Otherwise, we're going to be in the dance of mortal mind, going nowhere fast, very fast, going nowhere. We want to go down the path of truth, so we can compound the good, be able to see the results of this compounding of good, and to benefit from the joy that it yields. Taking a summary look at the City 4 Square, which is defined by the terms the Word, the Christ, Christianity, and science. These are like adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing with the 10 digits of 0 through 9. They bring forth a product. What has been said so far is inclusive of those, but here is a few words of explanation. The Word represents the fact. That's the truth about what God is. The Christ is seeing what is in front of us, or what we're thinking about, or what we're doing, and translating to make sure that we are on the channel of spirit and not matter. On the channel utilizing spiritual senses instead of material senses. Using the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind instead of trying to utilize a brain or a mortal mind or a material sense in some way. Christianity is utilizing the facts that we've discovered in a translated way, which was done through the Christ, which is the Christ consciousness, like Jesus saw the perfect man. Others were seeing someone with trouble, problem, whatever it was, blind, deaf, dumb, even dead. So it didn't matter whether they were blind or deaf or dumb, had any kind of a problem that was there, Jesus was able to heal it because he was not seeing someone that was blind or deaf or dumb or dead. He was seeing the perfect man. And that can only be done if one is utilizing the spiritual senses. The healing cannot be done through matter. Converting chaos to discord or imbalance to balance, sorrow to joy, sickness to health, none of that can be done unless we have a pure thought which requires spirit. So the Christ is the translation, and Christianity is utilizing what has been translated from the facts so that it can be utilized in our present situation, and it's demonstrating it, proving it, living it. In other words, converting what is something that is less than perfect, and we're proving through a scientific approach that life can be beautiful. That's Christianity, living the Christ in daily life. The quality of life is living the qualities of God. And Christianity is a little more comprehensive because that is utilizing the functionality of Christianity to bring forth the result. Life is like a list of qualities, and living it is like practicing Christianity, because that's the functionality that's taking place. The Christianity is the action. The final one, the fourth one of the City Four Square, is science. Science means that we have accomplished the demonstration in Christianity, and now we are automatically in a state of perfection. That's the science. No flaws, no trials and tribulations. I believe one could relate it to the ascension, where those things have been overcome. What has been presented in this recording for treatment ideas is one view, one way that one may approach it. And the important thing is that each one develop their own way of viewing the truth so that it is tailored for their particular needs. There can be no variance or deviation from the fact, because the standard is the truth. It is changeless, just like soul is changeless. But we each have to make it our own. We can't just repeat the words from someone else. Mr. Rawson has developed an encyclopedia that lists 1,315 different problems. Anything that the mortal mind could dream up, he has it listed. And he has the counteracting truth that can heal it. But each one can't just be read as if you're watching a movie. You have to be involved. You have to take it into consciousness and adapt it to your particular situation. And you have to connect at the level where you are, and then constantly reach up higher. We have to think big, out of the box. We can never think in a limited fashion. And once we make a connection with what the facts are about how to reverse an error in thought, in consciousness, in concept, then we have to utilize the truth to build the foundation so that we can tear down the misconceptions about who we are, what we're made of. And the way we do that is to educate ourselves on what God is, because we're the reflection. If we want to know something about someone else, all we have to do is go to God and find out what God is, because everybody is connected. Everyone is connected. May not seem like it, but the reality about every single person is that they are an individual reflection of God. They're a manifestation of God. And God requires each and every one. Otherwise, God would not be a God. God must have a manifestation. A painter must be painting whatever he paints to be a painter. A pianist can't just sit there and look at the piano. He's not a pianist if he's not performing the art. Carpenter is not a carpenter unless he's building something or repairing something or whatever. Tennis player is not a tennis player if he's not playing. We cannot be a Christian Scientist unless we are being a Christian and we're being a scientist about the way we approach being a Christian. Einstein said that if one practices Christian Science according to the science, in a scientific way, then they will get phenomenal results. He called the results that he experienced about Christian Science as being just short of miraculous. Miraculous means that it's totally unexplainable. But he realized that it was explainable, and healing such as his friend, Dr. Underwood, who was on the atomic energy research team, and the only one to survive the team, everyone else had passed on because of exposure to radiation. He was the only one that survived. They were all doing the same thing. They were all involved in the same exposure to the radiation. And when Einstein saw that his friend Dr. Underwood survived and no one else did, and he also saw other people healed that he knew, and when he saw this happen, that's when he really woke up and earnestly studied Christian Science. In fact, he made the statement, he said, "Blessed art thou." I was referring to Mary Baker Eddy, because everything that is in this book. He was referring to Science and Health with the Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Everything that is in this book. And he said, imagine a woman discovered this 80 years ago. So I presume that was probably around 1945 or so that he made that statement, because she discovered it in 1866. Or maybe it was later, because maybe he's thinking about when she wrote the book, which was 1875, the first edition. In any event, he saw that it worked. And here's a man that was known for his genius as a physicist, working with matter. So for him to accept what Mary Baker Eddy says, as there is no life, truth, or intelligence in matter, was a monumental step. In fact, Mary Baker Eddy states that it's easier for someone who does not have an advanced knowledge of material education to be successful in Christian Science than it is for one that has, because the one that has to reverse everything they thought was true. And the human mind doesn't want to change. It doesn't want to accept that it made a mistake. It doesn't want to accept that it has to learn a whole new routine, a whole new series of facts and foundation for how it operates. Soul, very, very important. It gives us the rudder, the direction, because it enables us to identify. Affects everything we do, because it is everything that we see, hear, feel, taste, and smell. God is all in all. God is all there is. There is nothing else. Amen.